This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I was supposed to be off the microphone. I'm sorry. I went,
What? Oh, it's
like clearing my throat. I felt like it was rude, and I should apologize. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I should mute you on the FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been chit-chatting off the air, and then it feeds back. All right. Yep. So listen to this.
What up?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are officially homeowners, but guess where they bought a house?
He's just Harry now, remember?
I'm sorry.
He's not Prince Harry anymore. Thank you.
It's like when you call a president even after they're not. Like, you'll be like,
former
President Obama, President Bush.
Former President Bush.
But
former.
Nobody says former. They'll be like, hello, President. You know what I mean? So
you know what?
I wonder if we stick with it even though he doesn't want it to.
You know what? If you get to that level where you are a prince or a president, you should be able to be called that for life, I think.
Sure. I agree.
Like,
yeah.
It's like a doctor. You go to school for 8 years, you should be called doctor by everybody.
The only difference is some people get elected. He just kind of got bored into it.
True. Fair.
Look, they bought a house, but I was more fascinated by where they bought a house, which was in Santa Barbara, California. They said that's where they're planting their roots. So that means that's where they're going to raise their kids. That's where they're going to live, is in L.A., basically, Santa Barbara, which is a beautiful, you know, outside of L.A., but yeah, that made sense to me. So it's not going to be England.
No.
It's not going to be Canada.
No.
It's going to be L.A., basically, at the end of the day.
They're going to start paying taxes here in America, too.
Yeah. Well, she has been, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
She's American.
I wonder if
she wants, if they just like L.A. or
probably.
If that she wants to keep working.
Think of how much celebrity they can be involved with there. And that's what they love doing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's been Meghan's thing forever. She was probably down there before. Oh, she has roots, I'm sure.
For sure. And friends. They have all kinds of friends in Hollywood that people don't realize. Think about that, too. Your friends live there.
Yeah.
So, you're like, well, all my friends are in Los Angeles. That's where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they had just had too many problems living in England at the mansion because they said that they had too many invasions of privacy. So they want a private home to themselves where they can control what gets in and out, I think.
They'll get a Ring doorbell camera to be safe.
They don't need a Ring doorbell camera because he's Prince Harry. He's going to have 9 security guards lined up from the gate, okay? Whether he wants it or not, I guarantee the Queen's like, you get my grandson protected. I don't care if there's 17 guys in his lawn. He wants to live in Santa Barbara, fine. But you go over there and you stare at them, okay?
They have to wear the red coats and those big hats, though. Like in front of, the changing of the guard there they do? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Westminster? Or what are we talking about?
Westminster? That's what all of his security should look like.
That's what's so funny. I've been there and I couldn't even think of the damn. I've been to London. I'm blank right now. Why am I blank on everything right now?
It's because it's 6:15 in the morning.
6:15, I don't
We
care,
need some caffeine. It's fine. it's Kiss FM. See, 6 months ago, Allie, I wouldn't think it was strange for you to come to the radio station for something, for anything, to print something.
It would be normal for me to go into the radio station, but it was a little weird last night.
Why? What happened? There's nobody here.
So, nobody's there, which is fine, you know, but which is why I went at night. I was like, let me go, because nobody's really there anyway, but it's a small group of people that are in that building who need to help us run it just because of necessity. But I had to go in to print something because, actually, I'm not the only one. You and I are both refinancing right now.
That's right, and with AdamDeputy.com.
Adam Deputy, our boy!
100%.
So we're in very good moods these days because refinance rates are insane.
When I called my insurance lady for the homeowners insurance and I said, would you mind sending over a copy of something for our homeowners insurance? She goes, wow, a lot of people must be doing this right now. And I was like,
Everybody is. I know so many people that are refinancing because you're saving so much money, which just means you're going back and getting a cheaper mortgage. For those people that don't know, if you own a house, it makes your monthly payment go down.
Yes.
That's the point. That's all we care about, okay?
If someone said you could make your rent go down a couple $100 a month.
You do it.
You do. Of course you do
100%.
It. 100%. Yes. And that's what we're doing. And we're happy.
We're refinancing separately. We don't own a house together.
Right. So sidebar, but you come here to print some documents for that.
I print out the documents because I wanted to, you know, I needed them. I wanted to e-sign. I got to look at them, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I walk in. I got a mask on.
Yeah.
Okay. The only person in the building is a cleaning lady. And I think I saw maybe a couple people running boards, but not much.
One guy in the sports station.
Yeah. But I just had to print and I never go in there. So we all mask it. you know, if we're not, if we're around other people in there. Well, I'm walking through the building, Riggs, back and forth from the printer to the computer, and all of a sudden I feel it. I feel it coming on. Dude, I'm about to sneeze. And I have a mask on and I'm inside and there's nowhere to go. There is nowhere. And I'm cringing like, oh God, I never thought about this happening. Do I have to sneeze inside of my mask? I'm going to die. Right? So now I'm really freaking out inside my head because I'm like, I don't want to have a face of snot, but I can't take, if I should take the mask off, it's defeating the entire purpose here, people. I'm literally shooting particles all over the radio station. So I, Riggs, you ready for this? I sneezed in my mask twice in a row.
Why didn't you take it off? God. Sneeze in the crook of your arm.
No, because it still would have flown in the air, dude. I'm like, just do it. Well, luckily, it was a dry sneeze. Oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God it was dry. Ugh. It was so dry. I was thanking the Lord. I was like, oh. So then I was like, oh, wait, we have extra masks at the radio station, like a box, you know, if you need one.
Right.
So I went and switched it out real quick in the bathroom, and I moved on with my life. But I thought, I wonder if other people have sneezed in their masks or have had this dilemma where you're like, what do I do? There's no way out. There's no way out.
I haven't had a sneeze in my mask, but I have had a coughing fit in my mask where something before I threw it up got into my throat like a little dust particle.
God. Oh, God.
So now I'm in a public area indoors with my mask up and I feel this little cough, little tickle in the back of my throat coming on. You know, that same thing that you got with your sneeze, right? Except I'm like,
yeah,
oh, my
you
God,
know what's coming.
I'm about to start coughing. Now I've got a mask on. Even if I pull it down, do I cough into my sleeve of my arm?
Well, that, to me, pulling it down was the worst thing I could possibly do with a sneeze because, I mean, you're literally shooting out stuff in the air that you can't stop.
Right, but if you're, if I'm coughing downward or sneezing downward towards the ground, that's better than up in the air. I'm not going to sneeze on the wall.
Well, no, it doesn't matter, though. It's in the air. Here's my thing. If I was outside, I would have pulled off the mask, in fairness. Like, I wouldn't have done that if I would
this
not
is indoors.
Inside.
This is indoors.
Like,
yes.
Outside, I would have been like, oh, woo, whip it off, sneeze, move back on.
This is indoors when you're around other people, when you're, when you're supposed to have it up.
Or just in an environment where I could shoot stuff all out, you know?
I'm sure you're not alone.
You can text or call 414-799-1037 because we do read your texts and stuff, but I just thought, oh God, this is a random dilemma of 2020 that I didn't even imagine I'd be facing.
Bless you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie at 8. Did I ever say 8? What the hell's wrong with me? Is it Thursday? Where are we?
I don't. It's
going
Thursday,
on.
Thursday, yes.
Okay.
It is August 13th, and it is, what, 6:50 something?
Yeah. Do you ever have that moment where you just had one of those moments a second ago where your brain has to slowly catch up to your mouth and to everything that's going on around you?
I do this all the time, though, with days.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the cheese is sliding off the cracker, Allie.
Oh, it is. Oh, no, it totally is.
Yeah.
Like, the cheese has slid, brother.
Right?
Like, I'm fairly admitting, you're going to stop calling other
That's
people
great.
Old, man. I may be take the, I mean, come on.
Listen to this. This happened almost 24 hours ago in West Bend. There was a bank robbery that I wouldn't normally talk about, a bank robbery. But this has been fully done. Like, the guy's been caught and everything is gone through. Because here's what happens.
Yes.
He rolls up to the Horicon Bank in West Bend on a bicycle without a mask. Walks into the bank, demands money. When they refuse, he suggests that he has a gun. They don't give him money. They give him a little bit. And then he takes the little bit of money that they give him, and he gets on his bike, and he pedals away without a mask on. Like, never before in the history of mankind has it been more socially acceptable to wear a mask or a face covering into a bank. Why, at least, I'm looking past the fact that you were on a bicycle, but why at least wouldn't you have a face covering? Because there's security footage of this guy walking out of the bank, full face, Allie.
You can't be that dumb.
He is full face.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
And you know what? The only thing I can say, because this is funny, like, and ridiculous, but keeping it serious for 1 second.
Yeah.
When I think about bank robberies, I think about drugs. Like, and I mean, like someone who needs money because they have a drug addiction, right?
Sure.
I go to that place a lot of times.
Or they're on horribly broken times. They don't have a job.
Yeah, they don't have a job.
They have nothing.
They're desperate. Who the hell knows? But like, so that would allow me to go, okay, you might have a drug problem. You don't make any sense, right? But this is like a whole nother level of like, what the hell?
This guy's a repeat of...
You're right. He was given the chance to mask up and he didn't even do it to rob a bank. It makes no sense.
And the thing is, this wasn't the first time this guy's done it. Because when the picture went out, the cops were like, oh, we know this guy. He did this back in 2011.
Same thing, different bank, guy?
On a bike. Oh, that's his mode of transportation. He gets around on bikes. So
see
he's done it before.
But that's like rock bottom stuff, though. Uh-huh. That's almost like, come arrest me. It's like you're asking for it. You know
right?
what I mean? Like, think about, does he want to go to jail? I'm starting to wonder.
I don't know.
Like,
maybe he enjoys it.
Story.
I don't know. Well, the money's been recovered. The guy's in jail. He's expected to make his appearance in court tomorrow in West Bend.
I still love you.
Yep.
And I miss the Washington County Fair, but I love you. I thought about this year because I just passed that time when I'm normally out there.
I know. All right. Well, it's all been done. But why not if you're going to rob a bank? It's just amazing.
Where's your water cooler story for the day? Tell your friends.
Right?
Guy robbed a bank.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
All right. So I have a juicy news about This Is Us for you again. I know you get excited. I get excited about Justin Hartley because he's hot.
By the way, I tweeted the official show yesterday, This Is Us, wondering about a new season. They haven't responded. I've been sending them This Is Us GIFs or GIFs. They're not responding.
I bet you're the only one who wants to know.
The only one.
A new season is coming. I'm kidding. I'm being
sarcastic. I'm leading a pack. I'm starting a trend on Twitter.
Did you Google it before you tweeted them?
Yes, but the last thing I have is a quote from Mandy Moore in July saying she can't wait for season 5, but nobody knows if season 5 has even been filmed because of COVID-19. We don't know what the hell's going on with the Pearson family. Does Kevin have a child in the show? Is Randall going to be okay with his anxiety? Is Kate going to finally drop all that weight? And what's happening with their blind child? I don't even know. Oh, sorry.
This is such a parallel. It's like school. Nobody knows what the hell is happening. We don't know when it's going to go down. Like, this is crazy. No.
There's a couple This Is Us fans that went, I get everything he's saying right there.
No, there's a lot of This Is Us fans. But look, I'm a Justin Hartley fan. We talked about him getting divorced.
Yes, what's going on with him?
From his second wife he has no children with. He does have a kid with his first wife that he was with a long time.
Yeah.
Well, the one that he's divorcing now, who he was only with for 2 years, she's a star of Selling Sunset, which is a reality show.
Okay.
So I didn't realize, Riggs, because I've been slacking on my Bravo shows, you need to start watching Selling Sunset because it turns out she shared so much about their relationship and divorce on the show.
What?
And that he was pissed, apparently, that this chick, Chrishell Stouse, she's on Selling Sunset. She's a realtor who sells expensive real estate in LA.
Yeah.
That she aired all this out. So I was like, I need to tell Riggs, if he's a This Is Us Justin Hartley fan, he should be going back and watching some of those seasons where she's bringing him into the reality show. And it sounds like she didn't say very nice things about him on the show and implied he was cheating, which he's completely denying. So, yeah.
Selling Sunset?
I actually want to tell you, Selling Sunset is the show.
All right.
It's probably similar to like Million Dollar Listing. You've seen that.
I could probably stream it too. I wanted
to. You just get online, yeah. So, because now I'm like, well, shoot, if you're a Justin Hartley fan and you didn't know that, you'd want to know that. You know what I mean?
I would, for sure.
For sure. So go ahead and watch it. Go back. Now Briggs is like, I hate reality TV, but it's related to This Is Us, so I'm marking it down.
I am on board, girl. On board. Make a confession. You may be revoking your Wisconsin card by doing so. If you're admitting you don't like something in Wisconsin, you might get kicked out of the state. They might. People are fiercely loyal here, you know? They're very, very local. You can call or text. The number is 414-799-1037. We've already got some texts from some people saying, beer, I can't do it. I literally gag when I smell it. Took one sip in high school and never, ever again. I just turned 30 and I haven't had a full one since.
Oh, no. Listen, whoever texted that in, you have to keep going. It's like coffee.
You got to push
through it. It's an acquired taste in college. You just keep drinking it till you like it. That's
coffee,
what we do.
Or wine or any other alcohol.
Any booze.
Any of it.
Unless it's a fruity little, you know.
Somebody texted in that said, I don't eat cheese. I can find a fried cheese curd, maybe, if I drown it in marinara sauce, but I don't like cheese curds. That's what Courtney said.
Courtney, I'm with you.
Really?
It's not that I don't like them. I don't think I've ever bought them. I for sure have eaten them when people have ordered them.
You know what?
I have to have a cheese curd.
Speaking of cheese, I can't stand the squeaky cheese curds. When it squeaks on my teeth, I don't like the feeling.
Another problem.
I don't like the feeling. I know a lot of people, they will look for those squeaky cheese curds, and that's like a standard of cheese curds. But no, I can't with the squeak.
And then, fine, Riggs, am I allowed to live in Wisconsin if I hate milk? Because I always have.
Of course you are. There's a lot of lactose intolerant folks out there. People won't tolerate milk, Allie. They won't put up with it.
I'll take that on for you because I don't drink it anyway.
So it's a Wisconsin confession that might get your Wisconsin card revoked. You can call or text 414-799-1037. Tony's in Racine. What's up, dude?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
What up?
What do you not like that everyone in Wisconsin loves?
I got two of them. One is alcohol and beer myself. I'm not much of a drinker.
All right.
Okay.
And then the other one, I am a big Minnesota fan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you got a lot of problems already.
How long have you lived in Racine, in Wisconsin?
I am 30. So 30 years.
You've never been a Packers fan? Why the Vikings? Why not the Packers? It's the most storied
near Minnesota.
It's the most storied franchise in NFL history. The Packers.
And you know what? And it's not the Packers themselves. The Packers. You know what? You got to give them credit. They're great. The talent is awesome. But it's the fans that make the team crappy.
Oh, you did say he said but. He goes the Packers, but.
Oh. Okay. Got it.
Thanks for calling.
I learned to not really like the Packers because of the fans.
thanks for calling,
dude. Because of the fans. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. I think it's okay. He doesn't like to drink, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Because I think that's actually a negative thing. We pressure people that's not actually cool and creates real problems for people down the road. So if you're strong enough in Wisconsin to say, I just don't drink because I don't like it, then props.
Yeah, we're here. It's hard to not drink in Wisconsin. It is. I've tried
it
before.
That's what I mean, so props to you.
Yeah. Who is this? Good morning.
Kristen from Waterford. How are you?
Good. What's something in Wisconsin that everybody loves but you don't like? You're revoking your Wisconsin card maybe.
When I was younger, I could not stand beer. So I would drink 7-7 when everybody was playing beer pong or quarters.
7-7.
That's like an old man's drink.
Yep.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
But you do have to acquire that taste. It's absolutely true, Allie.
Yeah. No, nobody loves beer the first time they try it because I'll never forget it. I'll never forget when I tried it at a keg party.
You gotta find the right beer that's good for you.
No, you just have to keep drinking it. It doesn't matter. You just have to pound it until you're used to it.
What were we gonna say?
I'm drinking Pabst now.
Nice.
Go,
all
girl.
All cheese curds are squeaky if they are room temperature.
I know, and I don't like that. I don't like it. It feels
but
weird
I just
on my teeth.
I put that out there.
Oh, thank you for the science fact.
Can I ask you another question? How do you put cheese curds at room temperature anyway? Isn't cheese supposed to go in the fridge? That's a real question I just had.
Yeah, but I think they are. You have to.
She doesn't know.
It's okay if you don't know. I'm just curious.
You know how they leave hors d'oeuvres out?
Yeah.
I think they might put something in the cheese.
There are also some cheese, like harder cheeses, like Parmesans and Asiagos. You can leave those out room temperature.
Sure. Fair.
Right. So.
But you know what I'm saying? I have this vision of cheese sitting out for days. Yes. I'm like, is this okay?
It's getting all salty. It gets all sweaty and gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening. If you can call or text 414-799-1037. It's something in Wisconsin that everybody loves, but you just don't like. You're not jiving with it. That's okay. It's okay. And you can make the confession next. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. The stuff from Wisconsin that everybody seems to love and get behind, but maybe you personally, you just don't jive with it. People are saying beer. Some people were saying cheese curds. People just don't get behind it sometimes. One brave soul called up and said the Packers. It's lucky you used
Packers
a fake name.
And alcohol.
Yeah.
As a whole, I was like, you're brave living in this state.
Yeah, that guy should be glad that he used his fake name, I'm sure. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. I said squeaky cheese curds myself. I don't like them when they squeak. And we have Rhea, who is a dairy expert, on the phone.
I just grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. And
hey, you're an expert to me.
That's an expert,
I guess so.
Yeah.
I also don't like to drink milk, which is also kind of weird since I grew up on a dairy farm. But no, the reason cheese curds squeak are because they, when they're fresh and not refrigerated, that means they're...
That means they're what? Oh no!
Wait! She cuts out right at the juice. Oh man!
You said that means that they're, and then you broke out.
Blank.
So when they're fresh, they need to be refrigerated right away, which is why the warm ones squeak.
The warm ones usually squeak.
You are getting them before they're refrigerated.
Okay. That kind of makes sense.
Oh, they're okay. So she's saying you have a squeaky curd; it hasn't been refrigerated yet.
Yeah, because it's super fresh. They just haven't needed to be.
Okay.
Got it.
So all of them essentially could be squeaky at some point.
They could. That's the reason people like them is because they know they're fresh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's not the rubber feeling. It's the fresh feeling.
I guess so. It's like you're either clean or something.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you very much.
That actually makes sense.
You're welcome.
Rhea, we appreciate the insight today and the intelligence. We all learned something today.
Yep.
As you should.
Thanks. Every day. Thanks for calling.
I was today years old when I learned squeaky cheese curds are warm.
414-799-1037. Someone texted in. They said, I don't like cream puffs. I like the cream filling, but not the super dry pastry shell that has no flavor. Oh,
I don't like
bold.
Any of it.
Bold. Good morning.
Bold.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Devin. I'm calling in.
Devin, something that everybody in Wisconsin loves, but you don't like it so much. What is it?
It would have to be, I don't like the Packers, and I don't like rednecks.
Rednecks.
Well, I mean, you know, the stereotype alone of rednecks. I mean, what is it about the stereotype? Not because there are some people that are redneck that don't fit it. What is it?
Yeah, go ahead. What is it about the Packers fans that you don't like? Oh, that he hung up. See, people like that call, and they don't have the balls to back it up. I'll say
it.
We
got disconnected. Who knows?
I said what I said. I said what I said. You can still text or call the 414-799-1037. This is a commercial-free hour on Kiss FM. Man, Giannis. Yeah, man, Giannis. 103.7 Kiss FM. Our boy Giannis Antetokounmpo for the Bucks. If you missed it yesterday, Allie and I were talking about how Giannis ended up headbutting a dude from the I think it was from Washington who they were playing the other day.
Somebody not important, but it was somebody harassing him, right? He just had
enough, somebody
right?
was just, yeah, Giannis had been pushed. Like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Is what Giannis was saying. So, yeah, he did headbutt the guy. There's video of it. You could tell he was pissed off. There were words exchanged. Who knows what they were saying, but the NBA has suspended Giannis for doing that because you can't do that to other players regardless of if you're angry.
You have to punish, even though he's the most important player in the league, let's be real. You have to punish everyone. You can't just be like, well, that's our star player, so he doesn't have any consequences, because that would do nothing but kill the morale and piss everyone off. So,
and then everybody starts to do it. Well, Giannis can do it.
He gets it. Which I get it. You got to have standards. So, and Giannis has been like, he's taking it like a champ. He understands.
Yes,
you know,
he knows. He's taking he's accepting that he said, you know, he's human. He makes mistakes. He's got the heat of the moment when you headbutted somebody.
Well,
but
think about this pressure, though, being the most important guy in that league. And how
on
much,
team?
You know how many millions are behind Giannis? You know how many millions with endorsements, with Nike? Like, people have so much money riding on him. You don't even know. Like, I can't even imagine that type of pressure.
Well, they're saying they didn't think that Giannis was going to play. The next game is, there's one more game today. They're playing Memphis, but the Bucks have the number one seed and the playoffs start next week. So they didn't need to win the next game. So they were like, it's okay.
Who cares?
Giannis can rest. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
So he got the anger out.
He did.
He's released that. He's taken the time, and now he'll be back when it matters. So that's what we care about, Giannis.
No more headbutting, Giannis. It's done.
And
it's
maybe
done
they'll stop screwing with him now that you know he'll snap if they push him too
Don't
far.
Don't F with Giannis. He'll F with you.
Show them what's up.
That's right.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Kim and Kanye have been trying to reconnect on a private family vacation, completely away from everyone with just their kids. But they've had a rough go this year. They said that Kim's focused on healing her relationship with Kanye and has been busy trying to take care of the kids and him. She's, you know, been trying to support him while he's struggling with his mental health. And she wants him to know that she's there for him through thick and thin. Because remember, he had apologized to her because he came out and did this interview where he talked about how he had wanted her to have an abortion with Northwest. He's glad they didn't do that. Mm. He had said some other things that weren't nice, like she tried to lock me up for speaking out about such a personal matter, and that he's been trying to get divorced from her for 2 years.
Yeah.
So then he apologized and said, I didn't have her back. She's always had my back, and I apologize. So he apologized for all that stuff he said.
Yeah.
But they were still having issues. So They got away. They took the kids. And sources say they're just in a better place right now because they're focusing on nothing but the present. They're not talking about the past. They're not talking about the future. They're just trying to be around their kids and get along for right now. And that's working. But they also refuse to. They've agreed not to talk about politics, even though he's still trying to get on ballot. So that's one of the problems, I guess. She said, she has straight up said that, you know, work, if you don't understand what it's like trying to care for a person with bipolar, then you're going to be judgmental and you're not going to get this.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean, so you get it or you don't.
A lot of people that struggle with mental illness and bipolar disorder in particular that...
And when it's an adult, you have no power if you can't,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is why I'm glad they took the whole family with their little getaway so that the kids are also learning how to deal with this as well and how to deal with their father when he has an episode, how they can react around it.
If they even talk about it, because they're making it sound like they just are all butterflies and roses when the kids are around, that they're trying to be, I don't know. I know what you're saying.
I hope the whole family would be able to talk about it openly if they want to heal. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion.
But what age can you start talking to kids about that?
Mental health, as young as you want. You can keep it so simple.
Like, a 3-year-old. I mean, but you know what I mean? Some of them, they don't get that.
They get happy. They get sad. That's what mental illness is.
So emotions.
That's what you start with. Emotions. So keep it super simple with kids. Are you happy? Okay. Are you sad? Why are you sad? What made you sad? Talking about emotions with kids is great.
If I tried to explain to like my 6-year-old bipolar, I don't know if he would understand.
No, you don't need to explain to him the complexities of schizophrenia. But
well, I mean, you said talk to him about it, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, how deep?
No, not deep at all. But I mean, as they get older, you can advance it, I'm sure. But yeah,
yes.
Sometimes dad gets really sad. Sometimes dad is really happy. And then when he gets really happy, he doesn't know how to deal with that happiness because it's out of control. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Right,
so.
Right.
Oh,
right,
they're okay.
Right. Well, Kim and Kanye trying to figure it out.
Yeah. You got food problems, bro? Oh, you got food problems?
So mad at myself.
It's all right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Why?
What's up? What happened?
Why do I do this? And why do I do it every time? Do you ever forget you bought food?
Oh, dude. Don't get me started on that.
It expires. I was furious because of all the food I could have forgotten about, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what I forgot about?
What did you forget about?
Lunch meat. A lot of lunch meat, which then goes bad and it's not cheap.
No.
So I bought a big thing of sliced ham. I bought a big thing of sliced turkey. I went home. I unloaded, 2 weeks of groceries and I moved on with my life.
Yeah.
And then my kid came in, put a bunch of crap over the lunch meat in the bin. So I forgot about it.
That's what I was going to say. Did it get hidden by something? Because you wouldn't intentionally waste meat like that.
It was like $15 of lunch meat.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Uh-huh. So I was pissed. So then I looked at my nanny. I said, you ever forget you bought food? And she goes, all the time. And I was like, is this a thing?
Yeah.
I'm upset because I lost money. I'm upset because I want to eat it now and I can't.
Yeah.
I'm upset about so many things, like forgetting you bought food drives me nuts. Because stuff that doesn't expire, who cares?
Sure.
I'm talking about stuff that expires, man.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I did with food once? But I bought 20. I bought 24 eggs at Costco. 24 eggs, like a whole pack of them. They were huge.
Yeah.
Now at Costco, I don't know if you know this, but they don't have bags. They just have like boxes that they have sitting around the registers, and you can put some of your things in the boxes and then take it out, or you can bring your own bags.
Yeah. So I used to do that at Sam's Club. Yeah.
Right. But you don't have your own traditional bags for grocery runs that I'm used to seeing. So I get
out to the. That's how they save money. It's bulk. Do it yourself.
Of course, and that's fine. It's totally fine. So I get out to the car and I've got these eggs and I'm like, crap, it's 2 dozen eggs. I don't want to sit them with the other heavy stuff. I don't want them to break. I'm going to set them over to the side in the back of my trunk next to like something else that was kind of padded so they would be okay. But one of the disposable, the reusable bags rather, had fallen over the eggs, so I didn't see them.
Oh no.
So I had 2 dozen eggs in the back of my car. I take out the box with all the other stuff that I bought, go about my business, put it all away in the house, go about my day. I'm like, oh, I got everything at Costco that I needed. The next night, the next day, the day after that, 3 days later, I go to the kitchen and I go, oh yeah, I want some eggs. Wait a minute, there are no eggs in the refrigerator. Didn't I just buy some. Oh, no, they're in the back of my car. 24 eggs. Trash. But that wasn't $15 worth of lunch meat. This was like $8 worth of eggs. But still a lot. Still a lot, but still sucks.
But still, it's still annoying because you had all this food you could have used that's now wasted away that you now have to go back to the store to get if you need it.
Right.
So annoying.
So annoying.
I take my eggs and my bread and I put them in the front seat or like right by me.
Great idea.
Because I put everything else in the trunk, but I always get scared it's going to get smushed. So I literally put them in by me and everything else in the trunk.
Well,
so,
in this case,
Riggs,
they were,
maybe that's what you need to
maybe
do.
Maybe I do, because they weren't smushed. They were just 12 very nice, warm, disgusting eggs, because they had happened to be really hot those 3 days, too. Those really hot.
Forget about them now.
No, never again. Never again. I'm sure people have done this before, and it's not to discount the fact that we're fortunate enough to have food, so it's happened to people before. 414-799-1037. You can chime in.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Ellen DeGeneres in the hot seat has been now for a couple of weeks. People on her show, the staff, saying a lot of people claiming they were sexually harassed by two different producers, executive producers. Other people saying that it was a hostile work environment. Some people saying they weren't even allowed to talk to Ellen if they saw her in the hallways. You get the picture. So then Ellen apologized, said it was never her intention for it to be like that on her set or her show when she started it, etc. So now, who's defending her? Well, Katy Perry. But here's where it gets interesting. Katy Perry is doubling down on her defense of Ellen. And she said, I'm not here to make anyone agree with me. She said, I know I have 100 million followers, so people are going to get upset, but I'm not here to make everyone agree with me. That was what Katy Perry told the LA Times when they asked her about the whole thing.
Okay.
So that was her doubling down. I still support Ellen. So she said, but this is what Katy did say. She said, I know I can't speak for anyone else's experiences besides my own, but I want to acknowledge that I've only ever had positive takeaways from my time with Ellen and on the Ellen show. I think we've all witnessed the light and continual light for equality that she has brought to the world through her platform for decades. Sending you a love and a hug, friend, the Ellen show. But here's why that doesn't work. And I think you know what I am going to say. If you didn't work there, you cannot have an opinion on people's experiences on there.
No.
Someone in a workplace and someone outside of a workplace can be night and day.
And not just someone outside the workplace, Katy freaking Perry. Of course she's going to be nice to Katy Perry. She's not going to be a jerk to Katy Perry, of all people.
You're a star,
right? Like, she's going to be she's going to kiss Katy Perry's ass when she walks in the door. Oh my God, Katy Perry, you're awesome. I love you.
And again, it's easy to say that. Maybe you've spent time having dinners together. Maybe you spent time at home together.
Sure.
But you still haven't worked under her, and you still haven't worked under the people that she has working for her. So again, you can't. You can say, I love my friend, but to act like everything was roses when I went on the Ellen show, well, that's not cool. That's like somebody coming into Kiss FM, who doesn't work here, who was a guest three times, and telling us what experiences we have. It's absurd. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just like, I don't know, Katy. Like, I appreciate you're trying to support your friend, but you're actually being offensive to the people who were, who've gone through hell.
She's doing more hurt than help, I think, at this point right now. Let the story come out.
Support your friend in private and
And let the story come out as it needs to and as it should. So that's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 928. Who knows the 90s, Allie? Do you know the 90s pretty well? Or is Stephanie from Milwaukee going to take you down this morning?
I don't know.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
What are you doing this morning? Are you driving to work, from work?
I'm on my way to Madison, actually, for work.
What's going on in Madison? What do you do over there? Are you allowed to say?
I'm an HR manager for one of senior living facilities.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
nice.
HR, that must be so much fun.
It's super fun.
Nice.
I love it. I have a friend who works in HR, and we have great discussions. She doesn't tell me anything because I'm not allowed to know, but, if she could.
Right. Well, how well was the 90s a great decade for you, Stephanie, yes or no? You remember pretty well?
I think so. Yeah, I grew up in the 90s, so I'm hoping that I could beat Allie today.
All right.
All right, girlfriend, what year did you graduate from high school?
Oof, good question.
Ooh, that's going to give it away. 2006.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm feeling more confident then.
Well, would you like to go first, Stephanie? We'll have you go first since you are a guest. All right. So here's your first question for Who Knows the 90s. All right, Stephanie. First category is music. In 1997, who showed us how to get jiggy with it?
Oh, Will Smith.
Will, Will Smith is correct.
Getting jiggy with it. Na, 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 na.
Do you remember the name of that album the song was from? Do you remember it off the top of your head?
Willie Style.
Big Willie Style. Good pull. All right.
Jiggy with it.
Uh-huh. So there's 1 point for Stephanie in Who Knows the 90s. Would you have known that, Allie?
Yes.
Good. Certainly hope so.
You mean the name of the album? No, but the song, yes.
Okay, good. All right. Here's your question, Allie. According to their biggest hit, what does Criss Cross make you want to do?
Jump, jump.
Jump, jump, jump is jump. Correct. Yes, that is correct.
I was in eighth grade, and I don't even care if that ages me when that song was out. Uh-huh. I won't forget it.
Criss Cross, baby.
What were they known for? Do you remember Criss Cross?
Wearing their clothes backwards.
That's
which
right.
Is so stupid in hindsight. It was dumb then.
Yeah, I still wore my pants backwards.
It made them stick out.
It did. It absolutely did. All right. Tied a point apiece. Stephanie and Allie versus each other in Who Knows the 90s. Stephanie, you ready for your next question?
I'm ready.
First one to get three wins, by the way. What is his movies from the 90s? What color was the genie in Disney's Aladdin?
Blue
is correct.
Back to Will Smith again, because he just did it, right?
He did.
My kids just watched Aladdin, the live version.
I love Aladdin.
Yep.
And they're into it now. Now they're watching the old one on Disney Plus, see? So they're into it. Yeah.
Well, if you both love Aladdin, there's a tiebreaker question that we'll come back to on Aladdin. But here's your question, Allie, for Who Knows the 90s.
I don't love Aladdin crap. I don't want an Aladdin question. No, no.
Here's your question for Who Knows the 90s, Allie. Movies. Okay. What movie ties these three things together? Basement, Garth, and Party Time.
Oh, Wayne's World, Party Time.
Wayne's World, Party Time.
Excellent.
Which the second one, there was a Milwaukee reference in there when they were talking to Alice Cooper. And he goes,
well,
Milwaukee.
The whole thing, it's an SNL skit for people that don't know that took place in
Aurora, Illinois.
Which was in by Chicago. So that's why I think the Milwaukee, you know.
Yep. All right. There's a point for Allie. So we're tied 2 points right
Riggs,
now. Yes.
Who's the chick that became hot off of that movie?
That was Tia Carrera is what is her name, right?
Nice.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
sorry,
name,
back
right?
to Stephanie. Where were we?
Stephanie, here's your question for Who Knows the 90s. This is a pop culture question. I was a heartthrob in the 90s. This person was a heartthrob in the 90s. Not me, but this person. There's three clues. They were on Teeny Bopper magazine covers. They voiced Simba, young Simba, in The Lion King. Oh, and Tim Allen was his dad on Home Improvement. Who is this person?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Wow.
Is
I would
correct.
Not have known that, Stephanie. That is impressive.
I love Home Improvement.
You would have known nice. JTT. Do you remember Jonathan Taylor?
Of course I know who he is, but I would have blinked on who played his son. I wouldn't have been able to pull that out. Like,
right?
I know the show. I know Home Improvement.
Yeah.
But, like, I know Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but I just would not have gone there.
I was so jealous of Jonathan Taylor Thomas when I was in high school
he's
because
so
all the girls loved him so much. And I was like, God, I wish I had his boyish good looks, but I just don't. I just don't.
He was, yeah.
You could do your
he was
hair
one
like
of those
that,
standards.
I could do my hair like that, and I'd look ridiculous. The little mushroom haircut. Well, that was three for you, two for Allie. That's congratulations, a win for you, Stephanie.
Woo!
But I have one more question for both of you. What musical group is this? T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. Do you know who that is?
Come on.
TLC.
Of
thank
course.
You. And in case you forgot, it's TLC because of their names, Stephanie.
Yes, T-Boz, Left Eye,
Left
Chili.
Eye.
103.7 Kiss FM is Throwback Thursday. And thank you for playing Who Knows the 90s. We'll play again next week, 9:30, same time. All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM, always available at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. So when you're like, oh man, I left the car. I don't have a radio anymore. Guess I can't listen to Kiss. You're wrong, because look in your hand. It's a cell phone. Your cell phone is now your radio.
That's your radio.
Yeah,
people.
It is. Radio.com. Download the app today. That way you never miss a moment. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Jeez, I learned a lot today, Riggs.
Yep.
I mean, it feels like a Friday, but it's only Thursday.
Yeah. I learned...
Go ahead. You go first, then.
I learned that Allie, like many people, will purchase food and put it in the fridge, and then somehow it gets jostled, and you misplace it, and you forget about it, and then 2.5 weeks later, you've got... expired lunch meat, like $15 worth of lunch meat.
Sitting in my, you know, what's it called?
Your deli tray.
my deli.
Yeah, we'll
drawer,
call it a deli
whatever
drawer.
Whatever the hell it's called. The other deli drawer's got booze in it. That's.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, I have two drawers in my fridge. One is booze, one is lunch meat.
That's where you, like a Wisconsin mom, I had my booze in the vegetable crisper. The boys will never look there.
That's right.
They'll never
that's
look there. Right. They'll never look there.
No, no. I learned on the show today something interesting about cheese curds.
Yeah.
Because we talked about, you know, what gets your Wisconsin card revoked.
Yeah, things that people in Wisconsin love but you don't like. And I said, I don't like the squeaky cheese curds. It's weird on my teeth. I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
And then a woman called in and said that that's only the warm ones that haven't been refrigerated yet. So I learned something new today.
The freshest ones.
And that
ones.
Those are supposed to be the freshest.
Yes, and I still don't like them anymore. Deep fry them and give me something to dip them in. Then I'll
you
eat
like
them.
You like cheese, though.
I do love cheese. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like I would go fried pickles over cheese, fried cheese curds any day.
Okay. I would go fried cheese curds over pickles. You give me the...
You don't like fried pickles?
In chip form. I don't like them in spear form.
Oh, they're
Does that
so
make
good.
Sense?
I like yes, them and I chips. Get why you don't like the big chunk of pickle in the middle. You want a thin chunk of pickle. I get it.
Yep, exactly.
It's all about taste, consistency.
Texture.
You're talking
exactly.
to a food freak over
yes,
here,
Yes, that's
okay?
why I don't like squeaky cheese curds,
I am
but I like them deep.
I'm a food addict. I can talk to you about food all day, okay?
1037kissfm.com or download the radio.com app and you can stream the show. And listen to Allie, who's on till noon for Throwback Thursday. We got DJ GA tonight with a Throwback Woo! Thursday mix at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Enjoy the day. Happy Throwback Thursday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.